Well, following the science, putting our inexpert brains to work, understanding epidemiology and trying to keep across graphs and numbers, that's what a lot of people have been doing in this pandemic, as well as just trying to digest it all and stay sane. And then there are those with an interest in wild and wacky conspiracy theories in which there seems to have been a spike. They include utterly unsupported claims that the virus is a result of 5G exposure, a mass depopulation project, or a ploy to vaccinate people with a tracking microchip. There are many more besides. Researchers are concerned about the misinformation itself, but also about the level of coordination and extent of dissemination. Victoria Pengilly reports.
Searches about 5G mobile signals have surged in recent weeks. Questions like, is 5G safe? And do cruise ships have 5G are on the minds of Australians. Professor Axel Bruns is from the Digital Media Research Centre at the Queensland University of Technology. He says the COVID-19 crisis has led to an infodemic of conspiracy theories, both here and overseas.
We've seen a spate of arson attacks on 5G towers, mobile phone towers in the UK and elsewhere, from the conspiracy that's going around that 5G and Corona are somehow connected. We've seen some racist attacks. And when these things circulate, when these kinds of stories circulate, they can have some very direct physical effects, effects on people.
There's still much we don't know about coronavirus, but theories suggesting it was man-made or linked to technology have been widely panned by health authorities and the World Health Organization. The idea that 5G is dangerous has also been disproven. Social media groups say they're trying to remove disinformation, with Facebook banning ads making false claims like Bill Gates is behind the virus. Professor Axel Brunn says the rise of misinformation is becoming increasingly coordinated, and there's a risk it could be weaponized.
In some cases, there seems to be some effort of coordination going on to really establish them, to make them visible. Sometimes along the way as well, there are some concerted efforts to push these theories towards particular audiences, particular language groups, national groups. They really take off, though, fundamentally when they get more mainstream buy-in. So we've seen a number of cases where tabloids have just reported the fact that there are these conspiracy theories, possibly to generate a bit of cheap clickbait, but that really amplifies the visibility of these stories. And we've also seen a number of cases where major celebrities have ultimately endorsed these stories, have spoken about these stories, and thereby also massively amplified these stories.
Restrictions on socialising and a growing feeling of uncertainty about the future may also be pushing some people into the arms of conspiracy theorists.
There is a lot of concern about the current situation. There are lots of unknowns about the current situation. There are a lot of people who are just not really quite clear what's going on in their own homes, in their own countries, but also more broadly. So, you know, all of this comes together and ultimately makes people afraid, makes people uncertain about what's going on in the world, and searching for answers, searching for explanation.
There's been a number of coronavirus-inspired racist attacks on Chinese Australians in recent weeks. On Tuesday, a family's home was targeted by vandals, spray-painting COVID-19 China Die on their garage. Dr. Kaz Ross is a researcher in humanities at the University of Tasmania and an alt-right researcher. Her work shows ultra-right-wing groups have been involved with pushing racist coronavirus conspiracies.
So the COVID-19 groups, the anti-5G groups, these are new groups. They may have some leaders from old groups. One particular group that's come to my attention, in 2 weeks they've had 10,000 new followers to their group.
And what's the risk with these groups? Is there a possibility that they could spill out from online forums and actually get onto the streets and be violent?
They already have. We see in places like the UK and in New Zealand a lot of incitement to violence against the 5G towers. So these are people that I would say probably 6 months ago, they didn't even belong in a group. They weren't active online politically necessarily, maybe just, you know, watching things on Facebook. And suddenly we're hearing this call to burn down the 5G towers. So I think it's absolutely definite and certain that we will see action in the real world move from this online platforming.
Dr. Kaz Ross from the University of Tasmania, Victoria Pengilly with that report.